It's time for Friday Frivolity with Travis.
Good morning. Hello, fellows. Hello, Choctaw. Thank you for having me.
David Silver.
David Silver's a good one. Oh, I'll add that one to the list. That was good. Let's do an old favorite, shall we? It's summertime. Let's connect some missed connections, shall we? I've got a nice collection of missed connections for you. And, so what this is a message board on Craigslist, and it allows people that have a connection with somebody out in the wild. Maybe you met somebody at a grocery store on a walk, and, you weren't able to score those digits, and this is kind of that Hail Mary, and we're just doing our part. Trying to bring these people back together the way the good Lord would have wanted. And today we're going to start in Tyler with kind of a classic. You were the older, and this is at a food store, and we had a cashier interaction here. We've all had a interaction with a hot cashier and just didn't have the stones to do anything about it. You were the older lady working the register Saturday afternoon at the Superfoods in Tyler.
Okay, can you pause there for a second?
I absolutely can.
I don't know how you're scoring points, even if she sees the misconnection.
Right.
To say you were the older lady.
Right.
Like, what are we doing here?
That's right. Kind of.
To say something about being beautiful or hot or anything.
Right.
Not older.
Like, I love the way your hand was moving those vegetables as they scanned
you
across.
You are not off to the best of starts calling her the older lady. I'm sorry.
No, that's perfect because you've already recognized the theme of today where it feels like a lot of these fellas and ladies actually are kind of outing themselves as a little bit of a creeper before we even get to the point of scoring.
Okay.
So you were the older lady working the register at the Super One Foods in Tyler. We had a short conversation while checking out, but there seemed to be a little bit of a spark. You smiled and called me babe while handing me the receipt, and it caught me off guard, but in a good way. Figured I'd take a shot and see if you happened to browse these. What do you remember about me, or about how old was I? See, he's at least playing a little equal play there. Maybe I imagined the connection, but maybe not.
Okay. Maybe you did because you did.
Okay, hang on.
Creepy.
This one is such an easy one to figure out if you go back to the store.
Right. You know she works there.
You don't
there.
Have to put it in Craigslist. You can go, and you know what? She may not be working that next day. Go the next day.
Keep going.
You can always go
there
to the
she
store.
Is again.
Right.
That'll show her how committed you are.
Right.
Buy some gum or something and go to her lane and be like, hey, I don't know if you saw my misconnection, but it's me.
Don't even say that. I know you didn't see it because you're not going to check it out, but you know,
I got to ask.
You can initiate it there.
Yeah, was I imagining that? You wanted to do something here. God.
And then, you know what? You know how disappointed he'd be if... Okay, so let's say he sees his girl.
Right.
And he's standing in line to get the stones to say something to her. And the person in front of him...
Find everything okay?
Gets his receipt, and she says, thank you, babe.
Oh,
and
what a shot.
I thought that was just for me.
That was my special pet name.
Oh, no.
Hang on a second here, you older woman.
He just throws the eggs down.
I thought I was
out.
The babe. Sir, did you find everything okay? I need help finding my heart because you just ripped it out of me.
Let's go on to Oaklawn.
I think that's on aisle 5.
And this one, not really a classic. I wouldn't say we've had too many of these, but this is really close to us. It's over off of Maple and Oaklawn.
Okay, by where the old station used to be.
Yep.
Or the old building.
Yep. This is the Holy Trinity Confession Line is what this one is subjected as. You came out of confession shortly after I arrived.
Wow. Yeah, that's a great way to pick up the ladies.
No, so a priest wrote this?
Wearing a pink and blue palm tree polo. After your penance, you walked by me and smiled and left. I'd like to put you on your knees is how we finish this one off.
No way.
Yep.
No way. So then he had to go in there and ask for a bunch of
Right. You have to go get a little penance yourself after all those improper thoughts that you had.
For I have sinned. Golly, I can't believe he put that in there.
Because, like, the grocery store, classic place, I think, to meet a person,
sure,
to pick up a lady. But confession, well, there
that's
are...
A story. I mean, that's a story
yeah,
to tell.
At least you know that, hey, you know, she makes a lot of mistakes. Maybe I can be one of them.
Or are you trying to play on, like, the hard difficulty mode or something?
Maybe.
The bar was too easy, grocery store too easy, Pilates too easy. Let's try confession.
Yes.
I don't know anyone that's trying to. Well, you know what?
You're just sitting there. Oh, like, man, no, there's she was people. In there for like half an hour. She sins a lot.
You just never know where love is going to strike you. You
that's
never
true,
know.
You don't.
Did you walk right back into the confessional after you? After you walk out, you see the person that you love, and you have those. You just go right back in.
You gotta go back
because your Hail Marys are gone now. Right. You used them up.
Like, oh no.
Man, you can't even get out of the parking lot.
And then imagine the priest. He's like, "Are you back? Oh, you've been gone 30 seconds.
Yeah, come on now.
So short line today.
So, Father, did you get her name or who was that?
Let's go to Arlington. And this is a good one. This is a good one. This one, I think, kind of merits the Hail Mary that's thrown. This is Oakwood Apartments in Arlington, and it's a shout out to the hot long guy. He was mowing near the pool at the Oakwood Apartments near the pool last weekend. Says she saw him wearing an orange shirt and blue sunglasses. Kind of describes like every lawn guy I've ever seen. But just thought she kind of was hoping maybe he'd go for a swim afterwards since he was right by the pool.
Was. I feel like that's a female fantasy that's fairly up there. Like the pool guy or the hot lawn guy.
They just take a dip because they're so hot.
Right.
Right.
And he pulls his shirt off and he's got an unbelievable right. 8-pack.
Glistening abs and pecs.
He walks over to your pool door or whatever. Excuse me, I'm a little parched. Do you happen to have any water? And she's like, oh, come right in.
Boy, you've watched that film right. way too many times.
Was that on Cinemax last night?
The one that always disturbed me, you know, I'm not a big, you know, swimming guy. I'm not going swimming all the time. But if someone has a pool and maybe they'll say, oh, there are some shorts in the whatever.
Right.
Like, who had them on first?
Yeah,
I don't want to wear just random shorts.
Yeah, because you don't want to cross.
How many people are, how many times are they
like
getting out of the pool?
And you don't
right, and you yeah. threw them in the.
That's really strange.
Just
to
threw
me
them
too.
Back. You, yeah. did, you know, you, maybe you put them on a clothesline to
right.
dry them out. You just put them right back.
Yep.
No community shorts here.
No, we don't want cross-sack contamination.
That always made me go, oh, yeah, no, we can't do that.
You don't know, like that is kind of strange because did a little dribble get out? I mean,
right.
it's,
what if they just went number one in the pool?
That's
because
what I'm
they probably did.
That. And then you didn't even wash those
right.
shorts. No community shorts
no.
for me, man.
I
no.
agree. Yeah, I agree.
Can't do community shorts. It's one of the reasons I'm not a big fan of bowling. Don't like the community shoe.
Well, at least I have a buffer.
Yeah.
Socks.
Yeah, that's not a thick buffer. Those socks are not protecting you as well as you'd hope.
I think they are, man. I think that's the perfect barrier.
Oh, okay.
Especially the socks that I have.
Plus, they spray that little spray in there so thoroughly, so
right,
it's probably fine.
It just kills everything with the psh, that's it. Let's go.
Yeah, it's just dirty feet at bowling alleys. I'm sure the spray
does
it.
Now you're going to make me go get a
pair of shoes.
I don't go bowling enough to justify buying a pair of shoes.
I don't even know how much bowling shoes would cost. Let's stay in Arlington and let's go to the Arlington Levitt Pavilion. And this one kind of important. This one is tagged with a little bit of urgency. Did anyone see or know the couple dancing at Wade Bowen today?
Okay.
Need to get a hold of y'all. Let me know if this was you or if you saw them. Kind of important. Now, there's been no update to this one, but I just hope that whatever it was that made that dancing couple so important to this person, that I hope they figured it out, man, because it seemed like they were at a loss.
I do wonder what he wants, though.
And I wonder if it was his woman.
Right.
Or if he's.
Well, why would you put it in misconnections?
I don't know.
Just
maybe.
Say, hey, what are you doing?
He's trying
maybe
to lure them out.
For, he thought it was. They were looking for a third.
They had on pineapple shirts or something.
Could be. And he was like, man, I bet those two people dancing right there would like.
You know what? I do have a.
A pineapple shirt?
I do.
Where in Tampa?
I've worn it a ton. I never even thought about that being the symbol of.
All right, we're going to do this.
Yeah,
here
you've
go.
Been judged, dude.
Have I been judged? It's
no
a nice
doubt.
Shirt, though.
No, wear it in Tampa, and then we'll go to Publix, and we'll get a pineapple and put it in the cart, and we'll have you walk around and see what happens.
I don't think anything's going to happen.
I don't know.
Why is that the universal sign of swinging?
I think because it.
A pineapple. What
sweetens.
Life. It sweetens
so that's
life.
It? That's why they're using that?
Doesn't it have to be upside down?
Yeah, that's
pineapple?
What I thought. That
yeah.
So
it has to be, yeah.
So as long as it's
not
right
upside
side.
Down on my shirt.
Well,
no, but I think
we can flip
they
you.
See that, and then they see the upside down pineapple in your cart, and they go, okay.
Because how many shirts are going to have the upside down pineapple? Maybe they just think that, well, he just wants to show us, but he wasn't able to find the correct shirt.
And
but
usually that's a safe word for people also.
Pineapple?
So why pineapple?
You seem to know a lot about this.
Huh?
What?
Huh?
I think everybody
this is
has.
What I've heard.
from your studies.
Yeah, it's just out there in the
yeah,
ether.
See, it says members of this lifestyle display the fruit on clothing, jewelry, or doors to signal to others that they are open to partnership.
Really? Okay, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then I will not wear that pineapple shirt again.
And so,
I'm
apparently...
Why not? You don't want to have a good time?
A right-side-up pineapple is a traditional symbol of hospitality and welcome, so flipping it upside down changes its meaning.
I'm having sex with all these women.
Kind of feels like both are a welcome. Like, you're not welcome in the unwelcome in the upside down.
You have that. So, yeah, pineapple shirt with the upside down pineapple. And, man, you may have to push the cart around for a little bit, but somebody will approach you and be like, so.
Well, that's good.
Why not?
Because you're a good looking fella.
You can record the interaction.
They would, you know what? They would reach into my cart and turn the pineapple right side up and walk off.
Like, no, not you.
Come on. There's a lot of appeal. We'll go to a – look, a lot of older folks live in Florida, so I'm sure they get experimental as they age.
And if EA was able to pull off the upside down pineapple, surely you can.
Right.
I thought about that shirt. Okay, you know what? Oh. I will bring the shirt. I'm not saying I'm going to wear it. We have to talk.
You are wearing it.
You have to talk me into going and walking up and down the aisle with an upside down pineapple in my basket.
Yeah, you can pick up a married lady SEC mat.
And then I'll go to the cashier and she'll give me the receipt and say, thanks, babe, and I'll fall in love.
How about
it all comes full circle, dog.
How about you wear the pineapple shirt to one of the days of SEC Media Days and we'll go get a pineapple and bring it and just keep it at the table.
Right. You just kind of carry it football style upside down.
See if any of the ladies there approach you.
It won't be a lady. I promise you.
Might be a man with a lady.
Oh, how about that?
One of the players is like, hey, man.
Oh, no. Heck no. We're not. That's not happening. All right. Thank you. It's 10:13.